time has come. Tell you how I feel. The time has come, baby. I wanna tell you how I feel. Listen, my emotions running wild. I don't think my heart will ever heal. Listen now, you took all of my money. You got the keys to the new car. Now you're talking about going on the other side of town. I guess you'd be out there just riding some of your dudes around. But let me tell you something. You need to come over and sit down and talk to Big Daddy, because hey, that don't happen. I'm gonna tell you like it is, girl. Listen. Bring your fine self over here and sit down on my bed. I just want to talk to you, baby, and tell you how I feel. And look, you're looking so good and fine and stuff. And I like that little short dress you got on, too. Oh, my goodness. Makes me want to holler sometime, girl. Come here. I love what you're doing, what you're doing, what you're doing. Girl, you better stop that. Oh, I love the way you put your body. I don't want you to shake it, though, you might break it. That means that big feet have to fix it, too. Oh, you gonna give me my keys back? I appreciate that, honey. I see you done laid down my money, though. You can always come back and get a little bit if you need it. I mean, hey, Big Dad might be fussing a little bit, but he still love you. I mean, hey, we talk about it later. Okay, baby. Tell you like it is, okay?
Up above my head.
Up above my head.
I hear music in the air.
I hear music in the air.
Now up above my head.
Up above my head.
Tip of the day from the African American Wellness Project. Asthma affects 25 million people nationwide, and every day 10 people die with it, with African American women and children being most at risk. Early warning signs include coughing, especially at night, or with exercise and wheezing. Almost all asthma can be effectively managed with a good action plan, so talk with your doctor today, and for more information, visit aawellnessproject.org.
I'm Ella Harp, and you're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh. ashes, there's nothing else left to burn.
Stars shining bright above you. Night breezes seem to whisper, I love you. Birds singing in the sycamore tree. Dream a little dream of me. Say nighty night and kiss me. Just hold me tight and tell me you'll miss me when I'm alone and blue as can be. Dream a little dream of me. Stars fading, but I linger on, dear. Still craving your kiss. The sunbeams find you. Sweet dreams that leave your worries behind you. And in your dreams, whatever they be, dream a little dream of me.
We got the nod.
Kisses, they put me in a spell. Go right to the bucket in my wishing well. They pull all those strings connected to my heart. They put me together and they take me all apart. Oh, those kisses that
take me for a spin. They never keep me outside, they always let me in. I love it when they come on by and took me to bed. And even when I fall asleep, they're dancing in my head. L-E-G-I-C kisses, they set my soul afire. I don't come with no level warning, I take as you desire. I'll say a little chant to conjure up a kiss or two and spark a new romance. As soon as I blink, I then knock and at my door. I love those bag of tricks and they keep me wanting more. All I want is those magic kisses. Magic kisses is all that I need. All I want is those magic kisses. We'll be right back.
do you do with the mad that you feel when you feel so mad you could bite? When the whole wide world seems oh so wrong and nothing you do seems very right, what do you do? Do you punch a bag? Do you pound some clay or some dough? Do you round up friends for a game of tag or see how fast you go? It's great to be able to stop when you plan the thing that's wrong and be able to do something else instead and think this song. I can stop when I want to, stop when I wish, can stop, stop, stop anytime. And what a good feeling to feel like this and know that the feeling is really mine. Know that there's something deep inside that helps us become what we can. For a girl can someday be a woman, and a boy can be someday a man. To stop when you plan a thing that's wrong and be able to do something else instead and think this song. I can stop when I want to, can stop when I wish, can stop, stop, stop anytime. What a good feeling to feel like this and know that the feeling is really mine. Know that there's something deep inside that helps us become what we can. For a girl can be someday a woman, and a boy can be someday a man. I know that there's something deep inside that helps us become what we can.
I'm more to me than what you see here. There's more behind these eyes. What these eyes have seen can't be unseen, dear. What these eyes have seen made me cry. I've seen my father die before me. I saw a brother do the same. Girl I loved died and left me hurting, and the world still turned the same. Don't know why I was left here to ponder why I ponder why. I know someday I'll find the answer, but not exactly how I would like. Some children never suffer, why some bastards never do. How many more wars before there's nothing? Why can't we find the final truth? Don't know why I was left here to ponder why I ponder why. I know someday I'll find the answer, why I ponder why I ponder why, to ponder why I ponder. ponder why. Why I ponder why I ponder why.
Through the workers' blood shall run. There can be no power greater anywhere beneath the sun. What force on earth is weaker than the feeble strength of one? But the union makes us strong. Solidarity forever. Solidarity forever. Solidarity forever. out the prairies, built the cities where they trade, dug the mines, built the workshops, endless miles of railroad laid. Now we stand outcast and starving amidst the wonders we have made, but the union makes us strong.
Solidarity forever, solidarity forever, solidarity forever, for the union makes us strong.
They have taken untold millions that they never toiled to earn, but without a brain and muscle, not a single wheel would turn. We'll break their haughty power, gain our freedom when we learn that the union makes us strong.
Solidarity forever, solidarity forever, solidarity forever, for the union makes us strong.
A power greater than their hoarded gold, greater than the might of armies magnified a thousandfold. We'll bring to birth a new world from the ashes of the old, when the union makes us strong.
Solidarity forever, solidarity forever, solidarity forever, for the union makes us. For the union makes us strong. For
Pittsburgh. This is Eric Harrison coming to you with a heart full of gratitude on WRCT Pittsburgh. Rock on, Yinzers.
I'm the village idiot. I don't have anything to do with this pathetic little opera. I just felt like passing through.
WRCT Pittsburgh. It's more fun when it doesn't make any sense.
Thank you. Thank you. WRCT Pittsburgh. No one is as excited about flaming cheese as we are.
WRCT Pittsburgh.
You will never find the more wretched hive of scum and villainy. We must be cautious.
Thank you. It's great when you're backless. kissing close up the moment we woke up.
Indonesia sweet.
Well, happy Eclipse Day, everybody. You know, there is no opportunity that is not going to be brazenly taken advantage of by a certain wing of the political spectrum with conspiracy theories and fear-mongering, and if they can, the blaming of someone on the left for sure. And we have an example of that with the eclipse. We are going to look not only at Rudy Giuliani, but also at video of Marjorie Taylor Greene's boyfriend, Brian Glenn, who is also an anchor. Excuse me, I almost choked on his name. On the right wing, Right Side Broadcasting Network. He is saying, look, you've got this rare eclipse. We had an earthquake in New York City. There's locusts, by which I guess he means the cicadas. I don't know. And it's all very suspicious and it could be sort of apocalyptic. And that's the context we have to understand this in. This is always a sort of overt or implicit alluding to apocalyptic rapture, Christian type fire and brimstone sort of stuff. And here is Brian Glenn from his car levying a warning. There is nothing they won't try to take advantage of and or end up being confused by.
I want you guys to have a fantastic weekend. And here's why. This might be the last normal weekend that we have for quite some time. I mean, we've got this solar eclipse on Monday, this very rare solar eclipse. Who knows what the fallout from that will be?
I don't think there's going to be any fallout.
Plus, that will be combined with several earthquakes. We've already seen a few already. And why not sprinkle in this infestation of locusts that have been dormant for years and all of a sudden will attack mankind. So why not? Oh, then throw in Joe Biden trying to get into a war with Iran for whatever reason he wants to do that. So on that note, have a great weekend. We'll see you next week or maybe not.
So you have confusion about some things, right? Like earthquakes happen. Eclipses follow a predictable pattern. We knew about this one for a while. There are no locusts. What Brian Glenn seems to be referring to is that there are cicada broods, and there's a 13-year life cycle brood and a 17-year life cycle brood, and they're overlapping this year. This happens every such number of years. And it always has to sort of push to, can we blame the left for anything? So he throws in a Biden geopolitical thing. And also, can we make some kind of reference to Bible scripture? And in this case, it's about locusts, because locusts are one of the plagues. Cicadas are not. But if you don't know the difference between locusts and cicadas, maybe it makes for some good fear mongering. And then as a bonus clip here, here is Rudy Giuliani also jumping in on this, saying that the earthquakes are God sending a message. It can't ever just be a probabilistic phenomenon where sometimes there are earthquakes and sometimes there are eclipses. It always has to be something. And here it is, a punishment from God for the communism of New York and California. Now, you might say, well, but California wasn't affected by this earthquake. No, but sometimes California does have earthquakes. So that's Rudy. Take a listen to this.
We left the communist state of New York. And then we were in the state of Connecticut. And we just escaped all of the earthquakes. And then we got to Massachusetts, which probably had some earthquakes. And we got to New Hampshire with no earthquakes, which is telling me that somebody's sending us a message.
Right.
Communist states are getting earthquakes. I think that's what the, I think, look at California. You can't have more earthquakes than California.
Right. Famously, communistic California, which is the tech center, arguably, of the world. Famously communistic Massachusetts, which is a biotech hub for big pharma profits the world over. Famous communism, famously communistic Connecticut, filled with better tax circumstances for the wealthy New York business elite who choose to go to Connecticut rather than New York to save money.